Everybody here, I know we've got a full house, I'm gonna run around the table initially and just start it off. Dick Schultz is the co-chairman here from Delta. Ron Larson from Palmer. John Liska, Eagle River. Peter Gall, Haynes. Tony Vasca, Bethel. Charlie Bussell, Anchorage. Rick Ewing from Anchorage. Don Cowdery, Anchorage. Myself from Fairbanks. Over here on my immediate left, Dave Stankliff, he'll be one of the committee aides. Behind Dick here is John Manley, another one of our committee aides. And our committee secretary, Donna Diamond, sitting over there at her desk. The first things I want to hit on today is just some of the basic rules that we've set out and what we're going to try and do. And the first one right on top of the list here is being punctual. We want to start the meetings at 3 o'clock. We're going to start the meetings. And if you're not going to be here, that it will note on the record as to who's here and who isn't here. Attendance is something that I think is going to be a serious issue here. There's a list of people that want to be on this committee. I'm assuming everybody wants to be here. If you want to be here, attend the meetings. If you don't want to be here, according to our rules, Rule 15 says if you don't attend, we'll get somebody else. And that's basically our intent. We've also got something that will be a tendency to do, being our last meeting of the afternoon going from 3 to 5. If we're going to continue meetings and go straight through, I don't want people just cutting out at 4 to 5 every time, getting out of here early. I think that just runs as a disruption to meetings, and especially if we're having testimony or whatever, that's just going to be, to me, it's an insult to the people that are coming here to testify for us. If there are scheduling conflicts, if you can't make meetings, I'd appreciate it if you let us know so that we know if we're going to have the quorum, we know if there's a problem. If there is going to be a problem, we can reschedule things. We're flexible to try and do that and accommodate, but we're going to need to know in advance. We don't want to have four of us show up here and find out the other five couldn't make it. The committee staff, basically, the committee staff is working at the discretion of the co-chairman. They're available to be doing stuff that if you need help on other specific projects or need information that we might have on, we would request that those requests come through the chairman. There's nine of the people here on the committee and only a couple of staff people, so try and funnel that through the chair. Most of that will all be going through Dick. He can handle that. I think on the committee files, the way we're setting them up, we'll have a file for each committee member, so you will have a list or copies of all the bills, copies of all the backup on each bill, all that sort of information. But we request that when you want to get in and out of that stuff, when you want to use those or whatever, have Donna work the files for you. So when she comes back and tries to refile stuff for you or look for things for you, she can keep track of it. If you work files like I do, you'll never have the file in the same place twice. It might be worth worth your while to have one of your staff people come up once we get the thing set up and just chat a little bit with Donna, get familiar with what it is and what we're trying to do here, so that when you need something, you can just send them up and they can work with Donna and find what you need. One of the other things that I've noticed in the past that people have a tendency to do is be bringing in their lunches and this and that and the other and trying to sit around the table and eat. I think with our, it doesn't take too long to figure out that our table's about full already. Drinks we'll go along with, but we'd prefer that you not bring your plate of food in here and try and eat lunch during the meeting. You know, if you've got questions or comments as we go along, feel free to jump in. On the actual committee meetings, during the meeting, one of the things that we're going to try and avoid is wandering off the subject and sitting around and chatting. We want to try and stick to our business, do it and get it done. If we want to talk, well, we'll during the meeting, go next door or go down the street or do something else where it's more comfortable and we'll have more fun. As bills come up, if you've got priority bills or your bills are coming before the committee, we're expecting you to have your own backup, your own material for the bill. Have them ready for us when you get them here so that we, as the chairman and the committee staff, don't have to run around and do all your legwork and try and do that. If you've got the priority bills, with that, we will be expecting you to carry the bill, present the bill, and lead that through the committee. As we come into committee meetings, most of the bills initially, at least as we get going with our 5-day requirement notice, we will have notice on the bill. And we are expecting you to know what's going to be on the calendar when you get here. If you've got 5-day notice, you should at least be aware of what is calendared, if that's important to you. If you've got amendments, things you want to do with that bill, try and prepare them ahead of time. We don't want people coming in saying, yeah, I've got an amendment, the thing is half a page long, and you're going to try and spout it off the top of the head, the rest of us are going to sit here and look at you like, what did you say? Try and be prepared ahead of time for that sort of thing, so that we can go ahead and smoothly get through them. Something else that I think as we get going we have to be aware of, you know, 9 times out of 10 it isn't a problem, but if we get going, I want to remind everybody to try and keep the conversation and the debate going through the chair so we don't wind up running back and forth. You know, don't want Rick to jump across time saying we're on over here. Another thing that we're going to try and do that we've discussed with the Senate Resources Chairman is joint meetings. Now, they, on the Senate side, have intentionally scheduled their Resources Committee meetings to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 3 to 5. So our hours will correspond. That will allow us to do a lot of joint hearings and that sort of thing. Our theory is that a lot of people are coming from out of town to testify. We don't want to make them come down here and do it for us this week and the Senate next week. Most of the debate and the markup and the working will be done individually, but testimony, hearings, that sort of thing, we're going to try and do it together. We've still got some things to try and work out on the idea of subcommittees and how they will be used and what will be done with some of those. There may be on some of the larger issues that we may be appointing subcommittees. For the most part, we prefer to not use a lot of subcommittees. We may go the approach of having specific one individual dealing with a bill and preparing that bill and bringing it back to the committee. Not necessarily being a bill of your own, but a bill that just comes to the committee to make it the final, to the committee members. In doing that, we would like to know your priorities and what your interests are. As bills come up, or as you have legislation, notify us, you know, get with Dick, tell him what your priorities are early so we can plan for that, schedule for that. And if you've got a particular interest in a subject, although it's not one of your bills, and you might want to work that and to, you know, prepare it for the committee, let us know. We can work with that too. Just try and give us some idea of what you want to try and do and what your areas are of interest. A couple of them I've mentioned already, but a lot of the actual day-to-day working of the committee, Dick will be handling this. Get your priorities into him, that sort of thing. The scheduling, he will be handling a good deal of that, trying to work with the committee staff, if you have requests, try and channel that sort of thing all through Dick. Rather than the idea of co-chairman have some people coming to me and some coming to Dick and getting confused, we're trying to eliminate some of that communication loss there by centralizing, letting Dick handle a lot of that. That also goes to all your grievances, complaints. Yeah. You can give those to him too. You're welcome.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I say we might as well keep that one place there. One of the things that has been mentioned and you've probably all seen that I thought I ought to point out that we are going to establish a special fisheries committee. And that is in the process now of being worked out. A resolution we're hoping to have introduced here in the next couple of days that will come out as a resolution by the Resources Committee. We felt that to be appropriate to establish this special committee. The committee will be chaired by Representative Herman, and the speaker will be appointing that committee. We will be working that one. Some of the bills coming back through here, hopefully we won't have to deal all of them that way. We're going to try and stay in touch and communication with that committee, but a lot of our fisheries items will be going through them instead of just directly with the full committee. On the scheduling for the committee, basically what we've decided to do at this point is block out Monday through Friday, 3 to 5. As the calendaring comes along and we see what our schedule is going to be, there's a chance that initially early on and maybe just doing it 3 days a week, something to that effect. But we want it open to where we can use all of it as the week comes along. So plan for 5 days a week. We'll give you some notice ahead of time. Whether, I don't want you to have to sit around and wait for it. We're not going to have one. We'll try to notify you early. On specific schedules, we've got a couple of meetings that are tentatively scheduled at this point. For the most part, tentatively scheduled. One coming up Friday afternoon at 1:30. The location, we're not sure of yet. It's a joint meeting with the Senate, and it's not specifically a bill hearing or anything. It's a general overview of the university land bill. Land transfer between the university and the state. The reason we put that Friday afternoon is the university people, there's a Board of Regents meeting here in town tomorrow. A number of the university people are in town, and rather than try and schedule something early next week and make them come down twice, we're going to try and let them explain the situation to us while they are in town already. So that will be Friday afternoon. We will notify you of the location. That will be 1:30. Second one that has been lined up is Senate Resources is going to
House, the Commissioner of Natural Resources, after a lengthy come in at 1:30 to try and just get an overview of what she's doing, what is important in their neighborhood, what some of their priorities may be. And we are invited to attend that one also. I think it would be good if we could make it, although it's not a mandatory formal committee meeting.
What time is that?
Monday.
In the time?
1:30. The University Land Bill, it is our intent to bring that bill up very soon. And it's the agreement that has been reached between the state and the university is a complex one, so it would, the bill is going to be one that we all need to know something about, so I would request that you all be attended at all as possible.
Chairman, did we have a location on that one, though?
No, not yet. They're kind of holding off to see how many people we're going to be able to get to the meeting, if we're going to have both committees together and a couple other miscellaneous members of the legislature. It will be awkward holding it in the Senate committee room because it's not that large. We're looking at possibly the Senate finance room where we can get enough of us sitting around on the table.
So this is going to be a special.
That was one of the problems that I saw in encountering those that already been set up. I'm hoping that after that we can get back to our 3 to 5. Do you have a judiciary meeting scheduled Friday? I thought you did. Just a couple other notes as for committee room procedures. Basically, for committee members looking to having their staff in the room, we prefer to have the staff seated at the back. I mean, if you need something, you have your staff come up. And with the amount of room and the size, we didn't want to try and put staff all the way around the table, too. And in doing that, not just with that, but amongst ourselves, for discussion going back and forth, informally rather than sitting here and talking to each other. I prefer to try to keep the notes and try and keep it quiet. We don't need a lot of background noise and rattle going on amongst ourselves and through the microphone. Basically, that's the list of most of what Dick and I came up with. Am I forgetting anything?
No. I would just like to, I'm the only one on our committee, just kind of for general input to the public here. This committee is made up of people that have basically not been involved in resources before. It's a relatively new committee. The only old salt that we have on the committee is Representative Best, and I'm hoping that through this process that you'll give us your input to make it flow smoother and appreciate any help that you will give us.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we all recognize that we've got 8 out of 9 new people sitting at the table. I think we're kind of all kind of learning together, and I think patience is a virtue, and we'll see what we can come up with. I think we've got a good group here. We might be a little bit slow getting used to each other, but I think it'll go well. Representative Astor.
I have a question about the Special Committee on Fisheries. It's my understanding that it's going to be a special committee of the full legislature, not a special committee of the resources committee.
That's correct. Right. It'll be a full standing special committee that will introduce bills, hold hearings, do some interim research, what have you. Our thought that we want to try and keep that closely tied with the resources committee so we don't have every resource going in a different direction, so we can funnel and centralize all resources through this committee. However, they will have the ability to operate as a full committee.
Another aspect of the process is there's another special committee on oil and gas, and most of the bills that go to that committee additionally have the resources committee as a reference. Will we be working in much the same way?
I haven't seen that Representative Cowdery will be co-chairing that. I haven't talked with him. I'm assuming that there will be some close tie there too. I don't know what form would get.
Well, the difficulty with the special committee on fifth is knowing the chair person of that committee is not on the resources committee.
Right. Well, we're going to have been discussing that to have some members of the committee on there.
Mm-hmm.
And do that, and we'll have a staff also working closely with that.
One more question. The governor has a task force on agriculture. Is it your intention to put together a subcommittee at any time later?
I don't know. We haven't really come up with something. We're trying to take a look at it. There's a good chance we will have something in some form. We don't know if it's subcommittee, special committee. Just exactly how we're going to lay it out. We're going to do something with it.
I'm, of course, being coming out of Delta, I'm getting a little more involved maybe in agriculture than I care to at this point in time. But
you never said that. Don't tell me. Right.
No problem. I'm maybe expected to carry the ball a little bit on the agriculture. At this point in time, there's nothing in the mill to have a subcommittee or a special committee or anything else. As far as agriculture is concerned, I think something may come out of the Senate, maybe a joint committee that Representative Moss has recommended at this time. And at that time, I would probably maybe request to be on that committee or whatever. But on the agriculture thing, there's nothing in the mill as far as putting that in the committee at this time in agriculture.
That's one of those. There's several items like that we still have to work out and see where things are going to fall out. That was part of the intent this morning, this afternoon, to get people together and find out where everybody's going. Gives you an idea of where we're at now, and if you've got suggestions of where you think we should be, you can get in touch with us, let us know. Any other comments?
Chairman, let me finally go to the first hearing from you.
It's probably the middle of next week. I'm not sure if we're going to get some on the calendar or not. We're waiting to hear back from the people that are going to have final bill on for what names will be accounted. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right there.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, do we have a list of the bills that have been incurred so far, even though there's names that we've used to leave us?
Yeah, we do.
I have a copy of that.
We'll get all members a copy of that. Have it distributed this afternoon.
Even though there's been any citizens.
Right. Anything else? Well, no objections. Meeting adjourned?
Thank you.